Ferguson, St. Helena, California, September 22, 1908. Ferguson, 2005. Santa Monica Avenue, South Hollywood, Los Angeles, California. My dear friend, there are some words that I wish to say to you. Christ has made it possible for you to practice his life. You have his precious words in the Bible. Believe in them. Carry out their teachings. Never doubt the word of God. This word, if received into your life, will refine and sanctify you and increase your usefulness. There are victories for you to gain, and these you are to have through your faith in Christ. When you feel discouraged, disappointed, go to God in prayer. Trust in Him and do His will. God is a very present help in time of need. If you will put your trust in Him, He will make His goodness pass before you. He will lead you by His counsel. His Holy Spirit, His providences, the teachings of His Word, all will be agencies in instructing you and leading you in the way of the Lord. Study the Scriptures, for there is nothing that will so firmly establish your faith in God or your belief in His truth as this. If you will have faith in God, you cannot fail of coming out victorious. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. John 1, verse 29. Look to Christ. You are the purchase of His blood. Do not disappoint the one who gave His life that you might be an overcomer. He was tempted on every point that you and I are tempted on, and in order to resist, He spent whole nights in prayer and communion with His Father. Christ did not leave this world until He had made it possible for every soul to live a life of perfect faith and obedience, and to have a perfect character. I want you to search the Word. I do not want you to accept the sayings and opinions of others for the observance of the day of rest. I want you to have an entrance into the city of God. Keep the day that He has sanctified and blessed, and you will find a blessing come to you that you have not found in the observance of Sunday. Let us follow all the light that God has given in His Word. God is in earnest with us in this matter. It means everything to us to obey the Lord and to sanctify Him in our hearts. What a missionary work we might do in this world! God invites you to come into line, to plant your feet upon the eternal rock, to stand on God's platform, and bring all your powers to labor for souls who need to be converted.